Good morning. Welcome to worship at Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. We're so glad that you have decided to join us this morning. I have three announcements to share with you this morning. The first is to let you know that we are going to be having a congregational meeting on May 26, immediately following worship. Yes, I know that's Memorial Day weekend, but the purpose of this meeting is we need to vote to change my terms of call so that they are in line with 2019's terms of call. Because I was hired in November, we forgot to do this in January, so we're trying to do it before I leave for France. So please mark your calendar for May 26, immediately following worship. Yes, I was just going to say, I'm optimistic that this meeting will take the amount of time it takes me to walk into the library and to come back in. So it will be a very, very short meeting, but I would appreciate you coming for that. The second announcement is that I have a funeral at Mount Nebo on Tuesday, so I am going to be at Mount Nebo for the first half of the week. Should you need to get a hold of me Monday or Tuesday, the best way to do that is to send a text message. The second best way is to send me an email. We have kind of a very quick turnaround for this funeral, so I'm going to be spending a lot of time on the phone coordinating it, and I don't want to miss you if you need to get a hold of me, so please send me a text message. Third announcement is next Sunday, I believe that's the 19th, immediately following worship, the deacons are having their lemonade on the lawn. I'm not sure which lawn we're having this on over there, but you all know where it is. So please plan to stay after church for some lemonade and cookies. All right, I think those are all of the announcements. Let us begin our worship service today with our call to worship. Awaken from your slumber and bring your fears and anxieties into the presence of the Lord our God. Hear the call of our shepherd and allow his voice to lead from selfish ambition to the feast of grace. May the light of Christ shine into the hidden darkness of our lives and restore us for service of the Lord. Let us worship God. At this time, I invite you to stand and join with me for our opening hymn, Christ Whose Glory Fills the Sky, number 662. Thank you. stand with me for our prayer of confession. Almighty God, you love us, but we have not loved you. You call, but we have not listened. We walk away from neighbors in need, wrapped in our own concerns. We condone evil, prejudice, warfare, and greed. God of grace, help us to admit our sin, so that as you come to us in mercy, we may repent, turn to you, and receive forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Join with me now for our words of assurance. By Christ's work, we are reconciled and united with God and with one another. Thanks be to God for the good news. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen. Let us confess the words of our faith with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Friends, let us now greet one another in faith. We are super chatty this morning. It's great. But let us quiet our hearts and our minds so we can hear our choral anthem.
The child of God.
Have any additional prayer requests this morning, but one joy we have is, in case you didn't know, today is Mother's Day. So I would like to offer a special prayer of thanks and thanksgiving for all of the mothers, grandmothers, aunts, sisters, friends, mentors in the midst of our congregation today. With that, let us rise for our hymn of meditation, Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us, number 187.
Please be seated. Let us pray. O God, your Son Jesus prayed for his disciples and then sent them into the world to proclaim the coming of your kingdom. By your Holy Spirit, hold the church in unity and keep it faithful to your word, so that we may be one with Christ. In faith and love and service, let us pray for our concerns. Lord, we pray that you attend to the sick and bring them healing. Lord, we ask you to strengthen those who are facing particular challenges. Lord, we pray for our world. We pray that your kingdom would come and your will be done. Lord, our hearts break for the families affected by yet another school shooting, this time in Highland Ranch, Colorado. Lord, we pray that you would hasten the day where we no longer have to pray against these, because we should live in a world where children can go to school without fear of an active shooter. Finally, Lord, we present our joys to you with gratitude. Lord, on this day, we give you thanks and praise for all of the mothers in our life, whether they are our biological mother, whether they mothered us, whether they are a close friend or mentor. Lord, today we give you thanks and praise for the sacrifices that they have made so that we could become the people we are today. In silence now, we lift our personal prayers to the Father. Great and loving God, your will for us in Jesus is the peace which the world cannot give. Your abiding gift is the advocate he promised. Calm our troubled hearts, dispel every fear, keep steadfast in love and faithful to your word, so that we may be bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, let us continue to worship God by presenting our offering. Bless us abundantly. We pray that we would use these gifts to the glory of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone. This is from John 10:22-30. At the time of the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem, it was winter. And Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testifies to me. But you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given to me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of my Father's hand. And the Father and I are one. God bless the reading.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. On this Mother's Day, I've been thinking about my hands. Like my mother, I've inherited her mother, so my grandmother's hands. You'll notice that my hands are actually pretty small compared to the rest of my body. My grandmother, or Granny as I called her, was 5'4" on a good day. She always carried herself with a grace and poise, even when she was doing things like hanging laundry to dry or scrubbing the kitchen floor. She always used to say that it was her blessing and burden in life to have a 6-foot-tall granddaughter, that she called Grace because of my tendency to trip over my own 2 feet constantly. When I look at my hands, I see the hands of the woman who taught me how to read, how to microwave chicken nuggets, how to fold fitted sheets, really all of the important things in life. In this last year, I've noticed that my hands are changing. Barbells and pull-up rigs have transformed hands that were once dainty and smooth and ladylike into tough, calloused man hands. With every new callus, I've discovered a strength in my hands that I didn't know I had. These days, when I look down at my hands when they're calloused and sometimes bleeding, I feel my dad's hands. My dad was an electrician who worked with his hands. When I look at my hands now, I see the hands that taught me how to mow the lawn, how to change a light bulb, always turn it off before you try to change it, and how to drive a car. On Mother's Day, I always remember my grandmother and my father who have passed away, because I carry them with me in my hands. Our scripture passage for this morning is an appropriate one to read on Mother's Day, because it shows us how God carries us in the hands of Jesus. Picking up where we left off last week, Jesus reminds us why he is the Good Shepherd. My sheep listen to my voice, he says. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. Jesus uses this metaphor of a shepherd to explain what he was sent by God to accomplish while here on earth. He is to care for his sheep, feed his sheep, and when necessary, return wayward, lost sheep to his flock. In Jesus, the Good Shepherd, we recognize that we are deeply known and deeply loved by God. While the shepherd is responsible for all the sheep under his care, he knows each one of his sheep individually. Our text for this morning says that Jesus is able to tend to his sheep because of his relationship with God the Father. Jesus says, My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. What Jesus is saying here is that what the work that he does and the work that God does are the same. We cannot distinguish what Jesus does from what God does, because Jesus shares fully in God's work. All this is to say is that Jesus is ultimately in the hands of God, not in the hands of the empire that called for his death a few weeks ago. Not even in the hands of death itself. As Easter people, we celebrate that because of Jesus, we are ultimately in God's hands too. Well, our text for this morning reminds us that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Jesus reminds us that once he returns to the Father, the work of the Good Shepherd falls on us. Now, that is not to say that we are Jesus or that we should seek to become Jesus, but it does say that our mission is to extend the peaceful hands of Christ to those we encounter in our daily lives. This week, our text challenges us to imagine, how can we be the hands of Christ in the world? I thought about this text a lot this week as I prepared for Mother's Day, especially as I got the phone call on Saturday morning that one of my members' mother had passed away. For many of us, today is a day of celebration. A day to honor and to give thanks to the wonderful mothers and women in our lives. And also to give thanks for the women who have mothered us along the way. It is good and fitting that we honor our mothers. And as my mother reminded me, we should do this not just on Mother's Day. But for many of us, Mother's Day is a difficult day. For some of us, our mothers are no longer with us. Some of us are estranged from our mothers or from our children. Some are grieving the loss of children. Some are grieving that they are not yet mothers or that they cannot bear biological children. So every Mother's Day, I try to extend the hands of Christ by holding space for the range of emotions that we come to worship this day with. And I do this by pausing in our worship service so that people have a chance to feel whatever they're feeling in regards to Mother's Day. I would like to do this morning by closing our time together with a prayer, one that I've adapted from Pastor Ryan Phillips. So friends, please join me in prayer. Eternal God, seer of all, today we celebrate motherhood here in this sacred space. We thank you for mothers who modeled for us what it means to be compassionate, loving, and more fully human, shaping us into the women and men we are today. We thank you for every new mother who is experiencing the gift of new life. We pray that you would be with every person navigating the beauty and challenges that come with being a first-time parent. We ask that you would comfort those who are struggling with infertility, who are grieving a miscarriage, or who are wrestling with the aftermath of an abortion. We ask that you give hope to mothers who are estranged from their children, or for children estranged from their mothers. We ask that you give strength to every child who is caring for an ill or terminally ill mother. We ask your peace for those who are grieving the loss of a mother, a grandmother, an aunt, or a sister. We ask your grace for those who are reminded today of the abuse or neglect inflicted by their mothers, or by those who are charged with mothering them. We pray for courage for all who are struggling to face the societal pressure to bear children they aren't ready for or don't desire. Lord, we thank you for this precious gift of life and for your maternal heart for all people. We pray that you would send your spirit of peace to sustain us wherever we are this day. In your Son Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. At this time, I invite you to rise and join with me for our closing hymn, number 47, Bless All Who Trust in God. Say a word of blessing as you go from this place. Remember, you go nowhere by accident. Wherever you go, God has sent you. Wherever you are, God has a purpose to you being there. Christ, who dwells in you, has something he wants to do through you, wherever you are. Believe this and go in his grace and love and power. Amen.